This is a parole hearing for Mr. Jose Ortiz, ADC number 65001. And Mr. Ortiz has chosen to waive his right to appear at this hearing, so the hearing is being held in absentia. The board members present today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct the hearing. Mr. Ortiz is being heard today for 412A, which is general parole or absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on November 14th of 2011. He is not eligible for any other type of release, and that is probably because he has an ICE detainer in place. He is a Mexican national. Just a brief summary. Mr. Ortiz is 54 years old. He's serving 25 years to life for the crime of murder in the first degree. This crime occurred on February 17, 1986, when he was approximately 24 years old. He was convicted by jury trial on September 11, 1987, and sentenced on October 13, 1987. He did appeal his conviction, or it was appealed on his behalf, but the conviction was affirmed on November 1st of 1988. He has no discipline in his record with the Department of Corrections. We're also unable to determine any criminal history. However, since he is a Mexican national, there may be crimes that are just not available to us if they were committed outside of the United States. He's appeared before the board approximately 9 times previously and has been denied parole on each of those occasions. There are no letters of support from the family. We have no letters from victim, but we have a victim here today who will testify. And we do have, I wanted to note for the record, we have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated April 2nd, 2019, that opposes any sort of release for Mr. Ortiz. I do note that there's restitution owed of approximately $3,000, but given that Mr. Ortiz is not here, we're not able to question whether any of that has been paid. This crime involves a murder at a restaurant on Bell Road, in which he shot his girlfriend to death in the parking lot, and left and went to Mexico after that, and returned to the United States and was sentenced to life in prison. I'd like to stop at this point and ask Mr. Is it Pora?
Porras.
To come up if you would you like to testify? Thank you so much. Just come right up to the microphone. Is the green light on that microphone?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir. Could you just state your name first?
My name is James Porras.
James Porras. Thank you. And what would you like to let the board know today, sir?
I do not want him out at all. I don't feel, I'm indifferent now. I think I forgave him. But what he did to my sister was inhumane. Shot her in the face, shot her in the face. She was 21 years old. And I'm a mother too. All of my lives would change. I used to draw, I used to sculpture. I don't do that anymore. It still hurts. It's been 33 years ago, but it still hurts. Every time on the 17th, I'll always remember after Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's Day. April, I get depressed because I remember what's going on. I'm gonna be called here every year I come here. I'm not to judge anymore. Only God can judge. I don't know if I forgave him, but I'm indifferent. I don't hate him. I feel sorry for him because he ruined his life. And he ruined the life of his children also. He ruined my life, all of our lives. Everything changed like that in a second. And I know what happened to my sister was horrible. But I also have to tell the truth. Joe Ortiz and her are very codependent. She said the relationship was very unhealthy. She should have got out of it a long time ago, but she stayed there until he met her death. He very codependent to her. She supported him. So it was a very dysfunctional relationship. And I tried for many years, you know, get out of the relationship. You can rant and rape, but you can't do anything. That's all I have to say. It's up to God now. I'm tired. I'm getting old. I want to retire from work. I have health issues. All of this has taken a toll on me. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you so very much, sir. Does any board members have a question for Mr. Poles? Thank you so much, and I know it comes up every year, but we appreciate your testimony so much. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
So we'll continue with the hearing. Mr. Ortiz, oh, I'm sorry, did you have additional? I'm sorry.
Good morning, board members. My name is Alejandro Palacios. I'm a victim advocate with the Office of Victim Services at the Department of Corrections. And daughter of the inmate, Elizabeth Marie Ortiz, who is present in the room, does not wish to speak. However, she would like to be acknowledged that she's here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Okay, so just to finish up the hearing, I don't know if board members have any additional comments. At this time, based on everything that has occurred, I'm going to make a motion, and my motion will be that we deny general parole, which is 412A, or absolute discharge for Mr. Jose Ortiz. And based on the date of the crime in 1986, I'm going to ask for a one-year set-off.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Webb, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Ask for a one-year set-off. Type of parole denied is, type of release denied is 412A and, let's see, I have to scribble something out, it looks like here, I'll just do this. 412A, an absolute discharge. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim. I'm going to say age of the victim. She was 21 years old. Serious bodily injury. I'm going to check multiple victims as she had two children. And that's just, they were included. They were victims as well. We have no history on Mr. Ortiz, so we can't really know that. He certainly has behaved in prison. He has no discipline. He doesn't seem to be a problem supervising him in prison. He has no release plan. In fact, the note from the parole officer, or the corrections officer, I'm sorry, is that he refused to participate in developing any sort of a program statement or his progress report. And I'm going to check no community, family or community support system as he really has not. There was no indication. I would add anything else that other board members want to add. And seeing that, I'll bring the hearing to a close. And thanks for participation.
Thank you.